boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You ever have somebody really important walk around your office and you're like, okay, don't be embarrassing? I was almost so embarrassing. We had a client walking around the building, getting to see what the studios look like, which is so cool, right? Imagine you get to go back to your office and be like, I got to see what the Z102.9 studio looks like, the other stations we have as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool tour, right? And then they would have also said, and then I watched a radio DJ choke.
Literally.
Because you and I both got introduced to them. I had just taken a bite of my walking taco for my lunch. And then I see we're getting introduced to a client. So I'm like, okay, eat faster. Like, come on, you're going to have to talk here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
A chip got stuck in my throat and I have never, ever choked in my life. Knock on wood. But I was like, I'm swallow. Like, what do you got? It's stuck and it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just kept swallowing. I was like, Taylor, take the lead. I hope you're talking right now.
I had no idea anything was wrong. Not a clue.
Good, because I didn't want to start choking or gagging and I didn't want to start crying in front of this person.
That would have been embarrassing. A lot for the first time meeting.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait till the second or third date. At least.
Before I choke myself to death.
Yeah, jeez. Exactly. Really funny thing happened to us earlier today. Ordering our coffee exposed our identities.
I never would have thought that.
It was so silly. And honestly, props to the gal who was taking our orders because she like put the puzzle pieces together in her mind. We each ordered a delicious coffee beverage and it was one of those coffee shops that when you order it, they ask what your name is so they can call it out when it's ready to be picked up. I went first, gave her my name, Taylor. Then you ordered, you gave your name, Destiny. And then she goes, are you guys on the radio? We're like, wait a minute. Yes. Nobody's ever, never happened before.
It hasn't. And I was like, wow, good for you to put the two together.
Well, at first I was like, does she recognize? Because I feel like when we're just chit-chatting out in public, is anybody really going to be like, wait a minute,
that's them.
I heard you on the way to soccer practice. Probably not. And then I was like, wait, she saw Destiny and Taylor.
And she was like, what's the likelihood there's other two besties named Destiny and Taylor?
Do you think maybe we should have been incognito and been like, no, I've never heard. Actually, I've heard they're terrible. The worst.
Actually, we can't stand the show.
Our least favorite.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have a plan for us to be rich.
Oh my God, I've been waiting because all my ideas are stupid.
I know. We've been throwing things at the wall. Nothing stuck. We're still broke. So everybody on TikTok is following suit. Okay, so what was it? Like a week ago that Dr. Pepper put out a new commercial where they used a jingle that a girl came up with on TikTok and it went totally viral.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I'm still not over it. And now I'm going to be singing it the rest of the afternoon because it's that catchy. Rumor has it, the creator who made that, Romeo, scored $2 million.
Girl.
For the rights for that little jingle.
You've got a brain up there. I don't. Hurry up now.
Well, we got to get on it and we got to be good because now there's a lot of people who are trying to come up with other soda jingles. And here's just a couple examples.
It ain't soda. If it ain't Coca-Cola.
Mountain Dew. Is for you.
Sweet, loud, fruity rush. That's not love. That's a crush.
So I feel like, I don't know. We got to hop on the trend and get rich.
Can I tell you, a friend, of, like a somebody I know and I'm acquainted with, I wouldn't say I'm a friend. I know them. I saw them do a jingle for Squirt.
Okay, is this appropriate?
No, that's why I'm just going to giggle and tell you that I saw it. I don't think they're going to hire him. But
say less. Say no more.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I was so excited yesterday because I was like, oh my God, I'm ahead of the game for Valentine's Day. I got the perfect gift. It's ordered and it's on my way. And now I have ruined it, not even 24 hours later.
I knew it. I could have predicted the story.
I gave him the gift last night.
You freaking weak link.
Okay, can I explain
myself,
though?
Don't ever go on the show weakest link, okay? Because you ain't going to win.
I know. I'm weak. I'm very, very weak. This is, okay, to tell you why and how we got here. Basically, long story short, last year for my birthday, my boyfriend Curly got me this really nice, like, TikTok viral comfort blanket, okay? And ever since then, he's like really jealous that I get to use it on the couch because it's soft and it's weighted and ooh, he loves it so much. So in the back of my mind, I've been like, I want to get him his own for something. I wanted to do it for Christmas. They were totally sold out. So the other day I just had the urge. I was like, you know what? I should check and see if they're back in stock at all. They were. I ordered it. I got the notification yesterday it was being shipped and I knew he was going to find the box when he went home for lunch. And I was correct. Of course, it had the huge logo on the side. He knew. He was going to know what it was. So he never said anything to me when he was home for lunch.
I told you he was going to play dumb. Well, I told you.
He kind of did. So I got
home. I knew it.
I got home last night. I walk in and I'm like, okay, the box isn't on the front step. So he definitely grabbed it. I walk upstairs and the box is sitting in front of my closet door. Which is intentional because he knows that that's where I normally hide gifts, is in my closet. He said it right outside the closet door.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything. We're chit-chatting about the day. And then he goes, oh, you got a package today.
You little goobie.
I go, I know I did. And I know you know that I did. He goes, yeah, interesting. I go, okay. What do you want? Do you want to open it now or do you want to wait until Valentine's Day? Because you can open it now. Just know that you're probably only going to get a card then on Valentine's Day. It's like, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Oh, my God.
10 seconds later, I'm going to open it. I got to open it. So he opened it, got the blanket out, and we're all hunky-dory. But I couldn't even wait till Valentine's Day.
I knew you would be so weak.
Here's the thing. It's also a gift to me because he'll stop stealing my blanket now.
I will tell you this, though. As much as I want to dog on you for being a little weak link,
I am weak.
I'm
weak.
Okay.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
And I'm weak.
And I'm weak.
I actually kind of, it shows me a green flag for you.
Good. I love being a green flag.
Because if you are so excited to give somebody a gift, to me, it shows like how much you really love them and care about them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you're so freaking excited. You can't wait. You really love them and you really care about them.
I do.
Because you want to see them enjoy it. You want to see them happy.
Yeah.
You'll do anything.
I did that. And I also want them to leave me alone about my soft blanket.
Okay, so do you even love them?
It's 50-50.
It's time for a Taylor window update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
We got to talk about the little hissy fit you had earlier today.
Go on. I'm ready to hissy fit it up.
Okay. So looking out the window, it's no longer occurring outside, but the radio station is on like a curve in the street, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Like
you go up a hill and then you have to like curve to the right.
Yeah.
And we're right at that curve.
We're right at that curve. And then there's a hill. So it can be a little tricky to see around the corner as is.
Mm-hmm.
But today we had some vehicles parked in the street. Big
I'd love
ones.
To talk about this.
Trailers.
We had 3, if not 4, big, like, U-Haul semi-trucks on the road, and they were parked. I don't even know if you're allowed to park there, to be quite honest, but they were parked. So that already was distracting to see going up a hill, okay? Mm-hmm. And then right at the curve and on top of the hill, there was a trailer parked, unloading, and they're, again, right at the top of the hill, right at the curve. So anybody who's coming towards you, you can't see.
You can't see. Either way, you can't see going up the hill or going down the hill. And I even told you, I was like, I came around the corner the opposite way that you did. And I just was like, oh, please don't let today be the day that somebody comes barreling down the street.
And then I went the other way and I almost hit a semi head on because we both could not see each other.
Right.
It was not our fault.
Neither of your faults.
We just can't see each other. And then we're both looking at each other like, oh, I can't back up. You can't back up. What are we going to do here?
Oh my God. It's like the awkward, like, oh, I'll go this way. So what'd you guys do?
Eventually he stopped moving. Thank God. And then I was able to get into our parking lot, which is left. But I don't know what was, we were inches away of almost hitting each other.
I'm surprised you didn't shake your fist at the people out there.
I thought you were going to say, I'm surprised you didn't let them hit you and get a nice new car.
You're a genius. Why didn't you? So Destiny's going wedding dress shopping on Monday. And the look that you're getting from some people is a little confused because the proposal hasn't happened.
Nope.
So I guess technically, are you going wedding dress shopping before you're engaged? Sure, yeah.
Technically,
yeah. Maria, what do you have to say about this?
I'm not sure how this is going to sound, but I think for all intents and purposes, you have been engaged for quite a while.
Basically, yeah.
So if you're taking your soon-to-be fiancé to a wedding appointment, a wedding dress appointment, you are engaged.
I like the way you think.
I mean, the day he accepted to go to this appointment with you, knowing what it is, you're engaged.
I love this. I love the way you think.
So every afternoon, I'm listening to you, and every afternoon, I'm going, why does she keep saying she's not yet engaged? Like, they're having the conversation. He's got the ring. They're making appointments. It's a matter of when. That's not an engagement day. You've been engaged.
You know, it's
just the day he gives you the ring.
Right. It's like dating. You know, when people are like, oh, I'm just seeing someone, but they went on like 50 dates. You're like, okay.
They like live together. You have a toothbrush at their house. You just need the toothbrush.
Right. you are engaged. You just don't have the jewelry.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't need jewelry to say we are.
And I just wanted to say congratulations. And may it not be a much longer engagement.
Period.
So that we can hear the fun stories of the next chapter of your life.
I love this. This is great. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're the first one to officially say congrats.
Yeah, you are.
Yes. Congratulations.
Okay, so now I have to know, does Neighbor Man know you're engaged?
I talked to him about this. I told him about having that phone call. And he goes, yeah, I think it was obvious this whole time. Because it's exactly what she was saying. We literally have, I would say, 90% of the wedding planned. Now it's like we know what we're doing.
Right.
We know everything. And now it's like booking things, booking the venue, booking things like that. So, yeah, it's exactly like the dating thing. Right. You can go on 10 dates. And let's admit it. You are dating that person. I have been engaged. He's had the ring for a year now. Come on. We've been engaged. I just don't have the jewelry.
Well, I'm like, how far do you want to take? Were you engaged the night you met?
Girl, if I had it my way, I would have been.
Had marriage on the mind. Does that mean you were engaged?
I just want to know when I can change my Facebook relationship status to engaged.
Oh, I say you should have done it yesterday. I take my job seriously. As part of your entourage for wedding dress shopping, Destiny, I did research last night.
I'm very proud of you.
Because you asked if I would tag along, which obviously is an honor and a privilege. So I want to make sure that I'm...
You don't want to mess it up. Let's just be honest.
Well, yeah. But I also was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never gone with anybody before.
I'm so shocked that you have never done this before.
Never gone with anybody. Never looked for myself. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. So I'm like, maybe I should do a little research. You also were like, I'm overwhelmed with all of the information. So I'm like, let me help my girl out and do some research. So I went to the one place that a girl knows where to go, and that's Cosmopolitan, baby.
You did not.
It's like I'm 16 learning how to kiss for the first time.
Hey, that was the best place to go for those kinds of things.
Okay, so don't laugh that I cracked open Cosmo, okay?
That's why I'm a good kisser.
Ignore that. Okay, so what I found is a couple of tips about the appointment in general.
Okay.
They say you should do your hair. Not necessarily like get it professionally done, but kind of as an idea of how you want. Like if you're wanting an updo, maybe do a little
updo. I haven't even thought about this.
Are you wanting your hair down? The main thing is that you don't show up like with a messy bun, because who feels good looking in the mirror like you just rolled out of bed, right? You want to look put together. Mm-hmm. Same thing with your makeup. They say not necessarily that you need to like put on a full lash glam. And full glam, but you want to feel confident and feel your best. You're going to be doing a lot of looking in the mirror. They also say, make sure to eat something before you go because you will get hangry and you will get sweaty and you will get tired. So you need to be energized.
See, and I would have thought not to eat because you don't want to have like, what's it called when your belly extends from
bloating?
Thank you.
What a weird way to explain that. When your belly extends. No,
because I eat a meal. I had a taco. Okay?
That you should eat something and make sure you have water. Maybe bring a snack because the last thing anybody wants to be while they're shopping for wedding dresses is hangry. You should bring a hair tie or a claw clip because like I said, you're going to get hot.
And sweaty.
It's like a workout. Now, this is my favorite thing. And I think you think I'm going to be joking, but this is very serious. And I feel like I wanted to share this with you. Remember, it's not your body's job to fit in the dresses. It's the dress's job to fit your body. The dress is inanimate.
Girl, where was that advice when I was shopping for jeans last weekend? Because, God, that destroyed me as a person.
I read that and I was like, let me read it again. It's not your body's job to fit in the dresses. It's the dress's job to fit your body. Do your job, dress. What do you mean?
Well, you're fired.
You are fired.
Anytime that I tell, you know, some coworkers or friends that neighbor man is going to come with me on Monday, and so are you, to the wedding dress appointment, they give a weird, confused look. And I would like to just, you know, clear the air to the best of my ability.
Because, you know, technically speaking, whoever created the rules of weddings, I guess, said that the groom isn't supposed to see the bride until the day of.
Yeah.
Well, you're going completely against that.
Well, and do you. If that's you, great. But this is our wedding, so we're going to do us.
Uh-huh.
But here's the reason why I want him there. It's because it's going to be his mom, it's going to be you, Taylor, and it's going to be him. In that room of three people, the one who's going to be the most brutally honest with me will be him. I know you might be a little uncomfortable, and that's okay, because like we're friends, right? You don't want to offend me, and I totally get that.
Right.
He knows how far he can go, because he's been with me forever. He knows how far he can go without pushing me too far, and then pushing me just enough, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Giving me brutal, and I want brutally honest feedback, because I don't want to look back on my wedding photos and be like, why did no one tell me?
Right.
You know?
Which is kind of funny, because I feel like, you know, I'm thinking, what do I know about wedding dress shopping? Say yes to the dress. Those episodes that the man shows up, it's normally like, oh my god, like pick me, you know, like people are like, oh my gosh, you have to have him dress you, and oh, you only want him there because you only want him to like the dress. And that's fine if that's you, but that is, it's quite literally the opposite of why
100%
you've invited him, because you know that he knows what you're most insecure about.
That's what I'm saying. He hears me cry at night. We're going to talk about how many times a night, because it's a lot. And if you heard, you'd be like, whoa, girl, you need some help. And I do. I cry a lot at night, and he hears all about my insecurities. I'm like, I'm not liking this and not liking that. He hears that. He knows why I'm insecure about those things. So if there's anyone in the room that's going to be like, okay, I know she's insecure about that, and that doesn't look very good, maybe I should say something, it would be him.
Right.
So that's why I want him there. And then people are like, oh, he can't see you before his wedding day. Like, it ruins the surprise. Dude, that man doesn't know where the milk is in the refrigerator, and I have kept it in the same spot for the last 3 years.
Mm.
I'm not really that worried. Mm. Even this morning, I'll give you a good example. I had my phone, plain as day, on the bed, and he starts to make the bed, puts the sheets over it, puts the blanket over it, and I'm like, can you grab my phone? He goes, I don't know where it is. I'm like, you had to have seen it to put the sheets and the blanket over it. I'm not concerned. This man ain't going to remember what that dress looks like the next day, if not that evening.
Well, and guess what? You're also wearing it twice, right? You're wearing it to your reception. You're wearing it to your wedding actual ceremony. Uh-huh. He's probably going to forget between the two of those, too. So we put out an SOS on the Z102.9 Facebook page asking you if you have gotten married or if you've been part of an entourage that went along for wedding dress shopping for a friend or a sibling or whatever. What's the one thing you wish you knew going into it, either as the person trying on the dresses or the person there as part of the support group? Because Destiny's picking out her wedding dress on Monday, and I am part of the entourage. We're trying to cram like
as much education in.
The SATs are tomorrow, baby. Okay. So if you have any like life hacks, please let us know. But two kind of similar sentiments came from Jaden and Kelly on Facebook, who both said, go in with an open mind and try on everything. Even if you're like, I don't want a ball gown, or I think mermaid looks weird on me, that you should still try it, because you never know, once you put it on, it might be the one.
I couldn't agree more with this, even though I haven't tried them on yet. But that's kind of how I did when we went engagement ring shopping. I was like, I'm dead set on, I want a cushion. And then I had like a backup to that in case I didn't like that. And I was like, I am dead set on, I do not want your typical average like oval ring, or I think it's like oval.
She's already forgotten.
I forgot. Dude, that's why it's been forever, you guys. And I went in and I didn't like the one I thought I was going to like. I didn't like the second option. I went with the one I thought, no way in hell I'm going to get that. You know? And I went with that.
I'm just prepared for you to try on 74 dresses and it's going to be the first one.
That's exactly how every time I ask you to take my photos goes. I'm like, can you take my photo? She takes 100 and I'm like, oh, I actually liked the first one.
Yeah, and that's how this is probably going to go.
Most days I don't feel like an adult. You're like, oh my God, I am one. And I have to pay bills and I have to go to this 9 to 5, right? And then there's other days that you like don't feel it. And then there's days that you do. Today, I felt like a true adult that has her life together.
I love those days. They're few and far between.
I was going to have walkie tacos for lunch today. And I went in the fridge and I was like, is there anything else I am forgetting? And that's when I noticed that I had like this little cup of smashed like avocados. And I'm like, whoa, well, that would be perfect on a walking taco. I should use it. Nothing feels to me more adulty, more successful than when you eat either all your leftovers or you look in the fridge and you're like, oh, I could put that in my recipe.
Oh.
Like, I feel like I have my life together.
Dude, that, or like when you are home on a weekend and you're like, I haven't gotten groceries and I'm just going to whip something together. I did this recently. Pizzadillas.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
And then you didn't go to a fast food. You didn't like.
No. And I used that pizza sauce that's been in the cabinet for forever. I used the rest of my mozzarella cheese. Gordon Ramsay who? I'm also 5 years old eating a pizzadilla.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about the pizzadilla, but at least you did something.
We're like real adults for sure.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Oh, you know, your phone always be listening, so your For You page starts to turn into the things you talk about. There's a lot of wedding talk. As Destiny has scheduled a wedding dress appointment on Monday and roped me into it.
She's coming.
Yeah, now my phone's like, weddings, which is good because I don't know anything and I'm trying to be helpful. So there is a 2026 report that is what's going to be the biggest trends in the wedding industry this year. So I thought, how fun to share this with my friend.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Let's start on a hot note. The average wedding cost is holding steady at $36,000.
What? I mean, do you. If that's you, do you. If you got the money.
Well, it, actually.
What's your job?
Though, despite, like, the economy, the job market, whatever you want to say, couples are willing to prioritize the experience and the celebration they want. And 85% say that their wedding is worth every single penny. $36,000 worth of pennies.
I just. Again, do you. I'm not going to tell you how to do your wedding like you shouldn't tell me how to do mine, right?
Period.
Do you. I just look at that money and I'm like, that's a down payment for a house. Or that's a real nice car. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I could pay off debt. You know, girl, you could work towards your student loans.
Oh, girl. I'd be debt free, finally.
That's how I look at it. I'm like, I'm going to make it as cheap as possible.
Oh, it's a lot. Some bullet points for the year of 2026. Vintage decor is on the rise. I think that's cool.
I love to hear this.
First looks. So I feel like in the last couple of years, first looks are a big thing with your fiance, but now people are doing more first looks with family or friends.
Oh,
like your bridesmaids or your groomsmen or whoever. Alternative desserts. So not just cake. I know that's right up your alley.
We're doing donuts.
Yeah. Sweet. I think that's fun.
Speaking of one of my favorite weddings I've ever went to, they didn't serve any food at all. It was just dessert. It was like M&Ms. It was like cake. It was like, you know, cookies. All the things.
That's so up my alley.
I know you've
got a sweet tooth. Oh, God. It sounds good. for wedding registries. I don't know if that's something that you've thought of.
No, but I should be thinking about that.
That people make. Obviously, there's the classics like the kitchenware mm-hmm. and the appliances and things like that. A lot of people, a roundabout way of asking for cash is like, help us fund our honeymoon. But now people are even putting, help us towards our first home together.
I love that. No, I love that.
Asking for home down payments.
I like that. Well, don't ask for like $50,000, but like, hey,
well, most of the time you can choose the amount.
Yeah, if you could do like $5 to help me out, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. My sister got married like 2 years ago. She asked in like, and not in like a way of like, help us with our honeymoon. She just had on that registry like a hotel gift cards. And,
oh, yeah. Like, airline.
Uh-huh. Which we all knew where it was going. 100%. But without saying it.
Right. Okay, the last one, I think this is actually going to make you feel very good about yourself. Planning starts earlier and earlier than ever. Nearly 1 in 5 couples enter full planning mode before the official yes, making the proposal a celebrated milestone rather than the starting line.
Yes! I'm not crazy! That's all I needed to hear. Thank you.
Yell it from the rooftop, sister.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I think I'm getting engaged sooner than I thought I was going to.
Go on. I know you always come with some sort of evidence, so I'm listening.
And if you're really confused on what's going on today, you're like, wait a minute, she was talking about wedding dress shopping. Now, what actually is going on? Let's be honest. We've been engaged, right? It's just I don't have the ring to show it, right? So we've already been doing the wedding planning. So
right.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You did hear me talk about dress shopping. But I think the jewelry is finally coming. The rock is on its way. Because he made 2 weird comments, and I need to bring them to your attention to see if I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Or what's going on.
Well, yeah.
First one was last night. We're laying in bed, and I don't even know what we were talking about going to the Snuggie, the North Liberty Snuggie Crawl.
Okay.
Okay? That's February 7th. That's Saturday. Sunday's the 8th. The 9th is Monday. That's my birthday.
Right, which you have said is off limits.
I did. And so we're talking about Snuggie Crawl, and he goes, I just am curious, like, how much are we going to do on your birthday? Like, what all are we doing? I'm like, I just found that really odd because we were talking about Snuggie Crawl, not my birthday. Again, 2 days apart.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I don't really know yet. I just know I'm taking the day off. That's all I know.
Right.
And then I did bring it to his attention later in the night. And I go, just so you know, I'm going to be watching every comment you make. Nothing is safe. And I'm going to think every single day it's happening.
Mm.
A reminder, my birthday is off limits. Don't mess with that.
Ooh.
So I'm in it very clear. Then today, on the way to work, I'm talking about, I don't even know. Oh, I was talking about you and me. We're going to go get coffee. And that Kate was going to tag along.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all that. Out of nowhere, he goes, when is your driver's license appointment? So my driver's license expires on my birthday.
Okay.
But I have an appointment to get it renewed on the 5th. And he goes, okay, so technically it's going to be expired by the time you actually get the copy of it. And I go, well, yeah. I mean, it's going to take like a week or two before I get the thing in the mail, right? I'm like, but you have like 30 days. And I'll have the appointment before. So I feel like I'm okay. If the police were
they send you a paper one normally.
Okay, great. And I'm just curious why he's asking about my driver's license just randomly, unless we're doing something that requires my driver's license.
I hate to tell you that I am too stupid to figure this out. I am dumb. Oh my God. I have no idea what's needed to actually legally get married. I have no clue. You're opening my eyes right now.
I don't think it's getting, I know we'll do a destination, but we're going to get like the official stuff done probably at a courthouse, right? And I know you need your driver's license birth certificate. I don't think he's doing that. I'm just like, I think whatever we're doing to get the rock on my thingy might need to have a driver's license, which I don't understand why. Are we race car driving?
What? Yeah, I'm like, you're race car driving. Maybe there's a rental car.
Skydiving? Do you need your driver's license
probably,
for that?
Probably.
What else?
Going to a bar.
Okay.
You're going to get carded.
And then get sloshed before he asks.
I fear we are starting to reach here.
Boyfriend Neighbor Man says that nobody can be trusted right now. Not his friends, His coworkers definitely, not even family. Trust no one.
Is he okay? What do you mean? Like, everybody's the op?
Is he an FBI agent? What's going on? No, he's planning the proposal, right? He's been working along with, I don't know what, honestly, I have no idea. He could be working with somebody. He could not be. I have no idea, but he's doing the planning for it.
Okay.
And he told me this morning, I can't tell my coworkers that I'm doing this and how I'm going to do this because I can't trust them to not say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not wrong. And I mean this in the most respectful way. And I love this woman. His boss would tell me in 2 seconds.
Right.
She is so
excited. Girls get to talking.
I know. And she's so excited. She's been waiting for this. She's going to spill the beans somehow, some way.
Right.
Even if she doesn't say it, she's going to make a comment. And you know me, I'd be doing the math up there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I can't tell anyone. I can't tell my friends. I can't tell my family. I can't tell my coworkers. He keeps saying, I'm a tomb. Which every time I ask him for any type of like little information, because I'm trying to get something out of him, he goes, I'm not telling you, I'm a tomb.
Okay. Weird choice on the tombage. But otherwise, totally respect. Here's the thing. If I was a dude, which sometimes I'm like, I am so much more like a dude, because that would be me. I feel like if I had to be the one to come up with the proposal, I would so be like, I got to figure it out. I'm not getting anybody involved. It's top secret. Information. And I feel like this is confirmed because I had a college friend who recently got engaged, and I asked her about the story. Oh my gosh, how did it all come about? And she was telling me how her now fiance had her sister, her mom, one of her other really good friends involved, and that she's like, it was a mess behind the scenes. It was a mess coordinating and making sure everybody was where they needed to be. And it all worked out, of course, and that makes for a fun story, but it's almost easier to just do it on your own.
See, that's you. And then there's me. If I were to do it, you know me. I'm a loud mouth. I'd be telling everybody. Then
if you were responsible for the planning.
Yeah, like if I was proposing to name her. And I mean, the freaking mailman would know about this at this point.
It would have happened 6 years ago.
It would have.
And everybody would know about it. Generally around this time of night, we start like getting ready to get home and asking each other, oh, what are you doing tonight? Obviously, we're both watching Traitors. And I asked you, are you doing any research? You've got a wedding dress appointment coming up on Monday. Are you going to look? Are you prepared? I don't know. You keep saying that you want to like look into advice and things you should know. I just asked. And the look you gave me was crazy.
I'm down to look up for like advice or like maybe watch some TikTok videos. Like, here's some things you should know before your appointment, or here are things you should bring to your appointment. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I guess when you asked me that, I was more thinking about looking for dress specifically. I am just now overwhelmed, if that makes sense. I have a lot saved. I've got an idea. But I don't know. Like, I feel like I've seen every dress in the world. What more do I need to see?
Right.
You know, that's where I'm at right now. So I was like, I thought that's what you were asking. I was like, don't make me look at another dress.
Have we changed our minds? Because you threw daggers at me.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight's trivia question, we're talking about things that happen to you at work. A new survey found that, on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work. What is it?
I just want to, like, my mind's racing because it's either, like, something good that sticks out and you're like, wow, 17 times, or it's something
real bad.
Something bad. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is the 16th time Karen
has stolen my food out of the refrigerator.
17 times in a week? You had a bad week. That's not good at all. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
A new survey found that on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical.
Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. A new survey found that on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 8320 said, can't find your favorite pen.
Dude, I'm notorious of stealing people's good pens.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. I literally, there's some in the studio that I'm like, yeah, it's going back to my desk.
I like the emphasis on favorite pen because like, yeah, I might have pens at my desk. I want my favorite one. The one that is real juicy when you write with it. And I often now know that I can find it at your desk because you'd be taking the juiciest pens in the building.
As soon as I realize it's juicy, it's at my desk in 2 seconds.
I'm going to go raid your desk.
I would. 1128 said coworkers gossip to you. Oh, my God. Yes. Does that happen way too much with me? What?
I still stand by that you need a sign on your door that's like open for business.
Open for gossiping.
Closed.
People just come over here and they just gossip to me about all sorts of things. I'm like, yeah, I have things to do.
What do you do to welcome the gossip? Shall we?
My light is on in my office. Right. We got to start turning that thing off.
Right. I must be unapproachable. Everybody just walks past. Why do people just walk past my office?
You are unapproachable.
Thank you. I actually hope to keep it that way. thank you very much. Nina said, what you're working on closes before you save it. Oh, that will get me to shut my door and yell profanities. It will.
I heard it the other day.
Sometimes I don't even bother to shut the door if I'm that mad.
I heard it the other day.
I don't. Why does it happen to me so much? I forget to save. But in the year 2026, why doesn't everything auto-save?
Have you not heard the saving, save often and save whatever. What is the saying?
Well, clearly you don't even know because you don't know the saying.
A new survey found that on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up.
Two
very
songs.
Shortly. Yes, ma'am.
Shortly. Two songs.
You can see better than me.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. A new survey found that on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I know you're going to react, Taylor, so I need you to just stay quiet for a second, okay?
Okay.
A new survey found that on average, this happens to you 17 times per week at work. You get interrupted. No, wait. Wait a second now.
Come on. Okay.
I'd like to apologize for something I know I have a really bad habit of, and that is interrupting you. I am trying to work on it, okay? I have noticed this for quite some time, and so, you know, working on it is apparently taking longer than I would like. But I catch myself interrupting you'll be saying something and I interrupt you. And I don't know if you've noticed my work that I've been putting in is I'll be like, wait, you were saying? Go on. Queen.
May I now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Welcome
I'll just
to
let
my
you
life,
have silence.
Everybody, this is my life. And I'm going to let you finish, but let me please. You do interrupt me.
I do.
I have noticed recently that you're
thank
like,
you.
Wait, you were saying something or, oh, you go first or whatever. You do that. I've also learned to just talk over you. Just keep on talking until she shuts up. And then I'm like, okay, now she knows it's my turn because I won't stop talking over you, talking over me.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.